Omotedu Okiafa, Itako, Magboro, Kajola, and Ilupeju communities in Obafemi Wodi local government area of Ogun State are among the settlements that share boundary with Lagos State and can be accessed through the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. Representatives of the communities have expressed concern that the prevailing poor living condition was taking a toll on their fortune. Speaking on the situation, the Olu of Magboro, Oba Mutiu Ademuyiwa Alalade, said the lack of motorable roads was a nightmare for the people. Similarly, the Baale of Omotedo Okiafa, Shibjamiu Sonny, said the people could not lay claim to any functional public infrastructure and urged Governor Dapo Abiodun not to forget his electioneering promises of extending basic amenities to the area. The chairman, Community Development Council of Okiafa Community, Mr. Sunday Shobowale, who appealed to the state and local government authority to boost infrastructural growth in the area, pointed out that a large percentage of the residents were taxpayers to the government.
We just want Ogun State government to come and visit this area. We lack market, a recreation center we didn't have, hospital we didn't have.
Mr. Shobowale says some amenities were provided through communal effort of the CDC and appeal for government intervention in ensuring potable water supply, rehabilitation of school, market facility, and motorable road with drainage channels to check flooding during the rainy season. Also, the chairman Magboro Akeran Community, Mr. Adewale Adebogun, and a community health worker, Mrs. Ajimoko Ayodeji, requested the state government to equip the community clinic with more staff and necessary amenities.
The community needs a lot of things. The government should provide an allocation for another school. The health facility made available is not adequate. As a matter of fact, now some private individuals have taken over the health facility. It is now being run as a private enterprise.
Other residents, including a youth leader, Mr. Lawal Olugbenga and Mr. Ige Ayilara, also appealed to state government to provide training center for the youth and relocate the community primary school, which they described as overpopulated. In Abeokuta, Abukwadri, Oyinlola.